Now, let's get on with the next step of business. Now that we have cleared the air, you understand what waking up means. The next time you wake up in the middle of the night and you've had a wonderful experience and you are in the midst of heavy nocturnal bliss, force yourself to sit up and lucidly remember the dream. Let it be a symbol of this life. Bargain? So be it. Next order of business is to choose partners that, God willing, sometime during this time, you may need each other's services. So group A and group B. Group A, come over to group B and find yourself a partner. And let's have some music. Now, listen up and listen good. You have a few choices tonight. Those choices are as follows. Once I am gone and the coast is clear, you have the rest of the time free as long as it does not go past 11 o'clock. Now, oh dear. Time is a no thing. Now, you can stay here, and if you stay and slumber and take your lodging here in the great hall, you have yet two more options. And those options are, of course, you can sit up and focus all night, go deeper into the void and interface, or you can sleep it off. At which point, those focusing and those snoring will be side by side. If you elect to go home, you are to return here by the hour that is called 5:30. Those of you who have slumbered here, you are to be up at 5:30, done your business with the latrines quietly, return to your seat and begin the process of focus. This will continue on until the hour that is termed 7. At 7, you are going to engage quite wonderfully and quite uncalled for in that which is termed the breath. You will breathe to go deeper, to lose, to become more naked, to surrender. That's what it's all about. When the music stops, that which is termed the focus will continue. And from that point on, there is no time. You may be in here all day tomorrow. You may be in here a half a day tomorrow. One way or another, if you love me, you will be in here tomorrow. There is marked improvement and growth from focus, as you're well seeing. Whatever it is, these are the rules I want you to obey. You are not to leave the great hall at all. You are not to go to your auto machines. You are to stay inside You are not to look at your bladder or your bowels to be your constant source of inspiration to get out of your discipline. You are to be quiet like a ghost, as if you have no weight or measure or depth at all. When you walk, not even the earth itself should note your passing. You are not to talk or engage any of your brethren or sistren. You are to sit perfectly still. In wrestling with all of the reasons why you shouldn't, these are the reasons why you should. Empty your troubled mind and just allow. Don't allow your sorrows, your regrets, or your guilts, or what you left undone or unsaid. Don't worry over things that no longer exist. Don't think of anyone else. Only the journey. Allow yourself to be utterly free of encumbrances. Allow yourself to surrender. If you find that these habits of thinking ease back into your clear plane, address them straight away and focus beyond them. They will soon turn into shadows of yesterday, and the shadows will dispense in the darkness. Tomorrow, learn the feeling of surrender in no time space. What else could you possibly do tomorrow but get closer to the kingdom of heaven? I'll be here at one point in this body during some time in the morning. If it isn't until tomorrow night that I bring you out of this, or the following morning, it should not matter. Just do it. Endeavor to keep yourselves from eating all day long. It's not as important as where you're going. Being the master over habits is a wondrous and glorious thing. To say that you have owned this and that is something to be utterly happy about. As you have noticed, the fifth seal of this body has been sorely worn. That is the truth. The body has suffered greatly the year that is past and on into the new one. Its labors and burdens have been immense. I am most grateful to have this wonderful little body, but I am also respectful of its needs, its urgencies, and also that which is termed its destiny. I am not in the body to heal it, but to allow it. So when the voice cracks and becomes soft and wanes, there has been a great deal of dedication from this one physical body toward evolution. It sounds as if that were the truth, and it is. So don't make me yell at you. Welcome to Ase 2. So be it. Have a wonderful night. That's all.
Yeah.
Let's go.